Okay, welcome everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into, well, what often feels like the first big hurdle for the PMP, actually getting registered. We've got some prep course overview material here, and the plan is really to make this whole process feel a bit clearer, maybe less daunting.
Yeah, it definitely can seem overwhelming at first glance, but this overview, it breaks it down pretty well. It's manageable if you know the steps.
Right. So first things first, eligibility. You can't even start the application, according to this, unless you meet the basic requirements.
Exactly. That's step zero, really. The material lays out two main paths, and it depends on your educational background.
Okay, so path number one.
If you've got a four-year bachelor's degree or the global equivalent, you need 36 months of leading projects. That's 3 years.
3 years experience. Got it.
At
And there's
least.
a training component too, right?
Yes, absolutely crucial. And it's the same for both paths, actually. You need 35 contact hours of formal project management education. Think workshops, specific courses.
Okay, so structured learning time focused on PM. Makes sense. So bachelor's means 36-month experience, 35 training hours.
Correct.
What's the other path mentioned here? For someone with, say, a high school diploma or an associate's degree.
Right. For that group, the experience requirement is, well, it's higher. This overview says you need 60 months of leading projects. That's 5 years.
Wow. Okay, 5 years.
But interestingly, the training requirement stays the same, still those 35 contact hours. It really underscores how important that foundational training is viewed by PMI.
Yeah, that's a key takeaway. Okay, so let's say you've checked the boxes, you meet one of those criteria. What's next? This overview lays out the actual registration steps, doesn't it?
It does, step by step. First, pretty
Perfect.
straightforward. You need to create an account on the PMI website, pmi.org.
Standard online account setup. Then.
Then you get into the application itself, and this is where you detail your education, your training hours, and crucially, you document that project experience you've tallied up.
Right, the 36 or 60 months. You have to describe the projects.
And you need to be pretty detailed and align it with how PMI thinks about project management. We can maybe circle back to that.
Good point. So, after you submit this application, you wait.
You do. The material gives a time frame, which is helpful. It says PMI typically reviews applications within about 5 business days, sometimes maybe up to 10.
Okay, 5 to 10 days. Good to factor that in. Then, assuming all goes well, approval.
Hopefully, yes. Once you get that approval email, the next step is payment.
Ah, yes, the fee. This overview is clear on the cost.
Very clear. It's $405 if you're already a PMI member, but $555 if you're not.
That's a $150 difference. Quite significant.
It really is something to consider. Paying that fee unlocks the next stage.
Which is scheduling your actual exam.
Exactly. The overview mentions you've got options here. You can take it online with a remote proctor, or you can go to a Pearson VUE testing center.
Okay, choices there. Is that it, or is there anything else in the process?
There's one more potential step. The material flags the audit.
The audit sounds a bit scary.
Well, it's basically PMI randomly selecting some applications for verification. If you're chosen, this overview says you'll need to submit supporting documents like signatures from managers, copies of certificates, that sort of thing.
So the advice is basic, keep good records just in case.
Absolutely. Be prepared. Have your documentation handy when you apply.
Makes sense. Now, this overview also has some tips, sort of pro tips for navigating this smoothly. What stood out to you?
The biggest one, I think, ties back to describing your experience. The material really stresses making sure your project descriptions use PMI's language, align with their framework, the process groups, knowledge areas.
So it's not just what you did, but how you talk about it within the PMI context.
Precisely, because that's fundamentally what the exam itself is testing. It shows you understand their methodology.
Okay, that's a really key insight. Anything else?
Just the practical stuff, like double-checking your experience hours for accuracy before you hit submit. Seems obvious, but mistakes there can cause delays or issues.
Yeah, simple errors can be a pain. And you mentioned the membership cost difference earlier.
Right. The overview strongly hints, maybe even recommends, considering PMI membership. It's not just the $150 exam discount.
Oh, what else?
Well, it notes membership gives you access to study resources, networking, and importantly, a free digital copy of the PMBOK guide. That's pretty much essential reading for the exam.
Ah, okay. So the value stacks up beyond just the initial saving.
Definitely seems that way, according to this source.
Okay, so let's recap this deep dive based on the overview. First, check your eligibility degree plus 36 months, or no degree plus 60 months, both needing 35 training hours. Then follow the steps. PMI account, detailed application, wait for review, pay the fee, considering membership, schedule the exam, and be ready for a possible audit.
You got it.
And the key tips are really about aligning your experience description with PMI's framework and just being accurate.
Couldn't say it better. It's about showing you speak the language.
So hopefully this gives you a much clearer picture of the PMP registration journey, drawing directly from this prep material.
It should demystify it quite a bit.
And that leads to a final thought, picking on that point about descriptions. Beyond just proving you have the hours, how does carefully aligning your project descriptions with the PMI framework, as this material suggests, actually start preparing you for the mindset needed to pass the PMP exam itself? Something to think about.